from the shores of Colorado River.
Parker. Arizona. Rocks. Dirt.
It's the Parker Livecast.
Tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds.
From the shores of the Colorado River on the beautiful Parker Strip, you're listening to the Parker Livecast.
When's the last time you saw a good tumbleweed?
Fake Christmas trees.
It's been a while.
Dude, there was I swear to God, there was like a 6 foot tall tumbleweed on my side of the river. It's, and by the way, it's just my side.
Where do you live? 1842?
No, I mean, this thing was huge. I drove by and it caught my eye from the corner. I thought, that's a huge tumbleweed.
Well, like,
man.
Dude, I was sort of joking about like doing the tumbleweed thing because we're in the desert. But a couple weeks ago, Melissa and I decided to go down to Ahakav Preserve.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's a good place, yeah.
Yeah, and they have those canals down there. And floating past is like this huge, like, 14 or 16 or 18, only even numbers,
wow,
of tumbleweeds all clumped together.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Who knew?
Tumbleweeds floating.
You live in the desert and there's a canal that it's bound to happen.
I like those tumbleweed snowmen. Stack them, like, make them look like
it's
a snowman.
It's the perfect desert Christmas.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you just burn it after Christmas.
Yep. You just light Frosty on fire.
It's like trying to make anything feel like Christmas in the desert.
In the desert?
Yeah. Well, you grew up in the desert, right? You grew up here. You had no issue feeling Christmassy?
No, because we just got gifts. So that's
it. It was all about the gifts for walking. Yeah. It was all the gifts.
That was all about
it's
it.
It's all about the gifts. About the gifts. No generation.
Every time I hear that song, I think of your parody of the chili.
all about the taste.
All about the taste of chili.
I had somebody try to sing that this last week at
People
Josh
shouldn't
Yoki.
Do that. People should.
Are
not
we actually
do.
On?
Yeah, we're
like, is this the cast, dude?
We're on. Welcome to the Parker Livecast.
This is what happens when we haven't had an official opening yet.
Episode 13.
See? Episode 13. Wow, yeah, how about 13. That?
How's Josh Aoki going? Good?
It's going great. Last week's was awesome. It was Thanksgiving night. We had a really good, you know, crowd.
Have you heard about this, Joaquin?
I think Josh told me one day when we were bike riding.
Why are you not rushing up there to sing on the mic?
Because Josh is there.
Because I'm here. This is why. If it was anyone else, like let's say.
If Josh wasn't there.
If it was Mikey Aoki,
like,
he'd be there every Thursday.
No. If it was called Josh Aoki, but Josh wasn't there, I'd be there every night.
Well, Josh is the main reason I haven't been there yet. Well, the great thing of,
same, my parents are the same way.
The great thing about Hemet Productions is we all support each other.
We all support each other in our mutual endeavors. Individual endeavors.
What'd you guys do for Thanksgiving? You were here, Mike, right? Over Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I went to the boat races. You know,
that's right. I saw you.
Thanksgiving Regatta.
Thanksgiving Regatta. Yeah. How was that? Good?
Good turnout. There was a lot of people down there and watched the K boats run. And, you know, I only stayed morning hours for one.
I heard the racket from my house.
Yeah. It's amazing how far that travels.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, nice turnout there. And then foxes for the Thanksgiving festival thing up there. And
Live music up there. Yeah.
Yeah, all kinds of live music. There was that band, what do you call that? The Happy Ending Band. They're out at the Desert Bar all weekend. That was pretty fun.
The Desert Bar was very packed, from what I understand.
That was good stuff.
Nice.
Good stuff. Some pretty good stuff.
I think we ended up taking a shot.
Did you?
Yeah. I think I took a Jack Daniel's shot. You took
Why are you saying you think? Is because you can't remember?
I can't remember.
Like,
I think we did.
What's your tolerance on this alcohol? I think I took a shot. That was it? Yeah, I just won.
Well, I also had a beer in the car that I never got to drink that's still in my car.
Is it really?
Yeah. You kids, don't try this at home.
Yeah, right. So we had like...
I had a beer in my car.
Well, he didn't have it open.
It wasn't open.
And you weren't driving.
Right. Johnny Boy, who was driving, I was like, I'm going to save this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got there and like, oh, you can't drink in the parking lot. Apparently it's illegal.
It's illegal.
So I was like, oh, well, I'll save it for later. And then I took it into my car and it's been there ever since.
Yeah, unopened.
Unopened.
Yeah, but you had like, as I recall, you had like two beers, a shot.
Well, I had more before then.
Oh,
so
he's been drinking since seventh grade.
Yeah.
You know, I was out there at the Desert Bar. I took this photo on the way back, and there was these, you know, they got the choppers out there now all the time, and there was at least two of them, I think, over the weekend, and they're doing rides, and I think the price has gone down. I got told that the price has gone down on the rides.
Somebody paid $20 to go
See,
on like a
10-minute
ride.
We need to do that, Johnny
And
boy.
That's it, yeah.
$20?
I was telling him.
Sign me up.
He was telling me that they do. I'm like, what? They do rides? Let's go do that.
Yeah,
I know.
They're very cool, and they like, if you ask the guys to go pretty low, they will. Like, they'll go over the ridges and stuff, and you know, it's really pretty cool, through the canyons and all that kind of stuff. So on the way out, I took this picture of like the taillights in front of me with all the dust, and I did an article kind of describing what Thanksgiving is like in Parker, Arizona. And this thing went kind of viral. Like, The Parker Arizona page shared it. Mm-hmm. The Parker Live Updates page, of course, and the Desert Bar page shared it. They alone had about 150 shares. I looked at these shares, and you can tell, you know, sort of what people say. My idea for this article was just to let people know who have never been to Parker, Arizona, what it's like. Because my bet was in my head that there's a ton of people who were there. They all have friends and family who have never been here. And they're, like, trying to explain to them what it's like.
Yeah.
And so my headline was something like choppers, gunfire, and dust or something like that. I can't even remember now. But here's some of the comments on the people who shared it. Just people. So, like, for example, here's a synopsis on what it's like in Parker, Arizona. It's where I grew up. It's not like anywhere else. And he spends the rest of his whole thread like trying to explain Parker to the friends who have never been there. Machine gunners on the side of the road. If you don't know about this, check it out. A lot of Only in Parker posts. A lot of people doing the whole Only in Parker thing.
Yeah, Only in Parker.
If you're doing Thanksgiving anywhere else in the country, it is not like it is
here.
You're
making a horrible, horrible mistake.
Right.
In fact, we need to start landing 727 jets here at our airport.
Right.
So people can experience this more.
When you go out to Desert Bar, it's not like really any place else that I've ever been. People always ask, well, what's it like? And I'm like, I can't tell you what it's like. You just got to go out there. If I try to tell you what it's like.
But now imagine that they don't even know that there's like a cool river 5-10 minutes away and that there's boat races happening at the exact same time.
Yeah.
And then there's like the lighted boat parade the next night, which, by the way, I missed by like 5 minutes. I was going to go down to the beach there. Missed in time. Then you came later on and picked me up because
I fell asleep.
I was too drunk. Joaquin was asleep.
I had to go pick him up.
Dude.
I was, dude. So people made me very nice. Two things happen whenever I decide to drink. Number one is people take charge of like making me drinks, right?
Ask them about Fireball.
Don't ask me. That's number one. Number two is they all feel very compelled to like look after me. You're all like conspiring by text, like who's got John? Who's looking after him? You came just to pick me up pretty much.
Yeah, I woke up and I was like, oh, man. John's all right.
Yeah, see?
And then I think he called me and left me a message. He said, hey, man, where you at? You coming? Or something like that. I was like, I'm going to go check on him, see what he's doing, man.
See what he's up to.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a fun crowd.
I didn't get any messages from John. Of course, my kids were here. So.
But your kids were there, yeah, so yeah. I was like,
so
I knew
party, party Josh definitely disappears.
For the whole weekend.
For the whole weekend, yeah. Dude. I was, yeah.
But
I
that's
was
cool. You were in dad mode.
I was in dad mode, dude, which I think is important to separate the two.
Someone says, it's a beautiful place to come and be with friends and family. Lots to see, always something to do and explore. Weather has been beautiful. Everyone having to go home, have a safe trip. So, I mean, just a lot of people talking. Always fun to be in Parker. Warm sun, good friends, awesome band. Here's someone. Hey, let's do this for Thanksgiving next year to his family. Someone replied, so awesome, but my family would chop my head off if I missed Thanksgiving wherever they normally do it. The guy goes, well, we'll have to take them all. So people really seem to be inspired by the look of Thanksgiving. And it kind of prompted this question in my mind. And I don't know what you guys think about this, but I was going to ask you to weigh in. You could maybe name like 5 or 6 really good weekends to be in Parker, Arizona. If you were going to bring people here, you're going to have like visitors come or whatever, what is the best weekend to be in Parker? My post was at least Thanksgiving is a contender.
Yeah.
At least
is Thanksgiving is the best, weekend. Arguably so.
Arguably.
Yeah.
So I
would have to say Parker 425 weekend is definitely up there in the top three.
How about this? Here's my 5 contender weekends, right?
Okay.
And then you have to decide out of that. And maybe we'll just put it to a poll this week, and by next week we'll have some results,
that's
right?
That's a good idea.
So here's my 5. Number 1, Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay.
Okay, because I just know that it's kind of unique, and you're never going to find another Thanksgiving like that. Number 2, Parker 425.
Okay.
Which is undoubtedly one of the biggest, like you have thousands of people here who are not here. Like a whole city springs up near the runway, right? So it's a whole thing. Number 3, Memorial.
Yeah, one of the big three, Memorial,
summer kickoff.
4th or Labor Day.
Right, yeah. I'm going to pick Memorial for that because I think it's still the biggest. You would bear that out, right, Joshua?
Yeah, it's the kickoff weekend.
Am I blowing smoke up your ass?
It's.
Am I telling tales out of school? That's the truth, right?
You know,
Memorial.
I don't know that that's one of the best weekends, but it's something that you need to see.
It's something that you need to see.
You know, just stand back and watch the madness.
Yeah. Okay, so then to round out my other two, it would be 4th of July. Not Labor, because I think Labor's winding down. 4th of July, and then the other one is Tube Float. There's my top 5. What do you guys think?
I'd put Tube Float in the 3 spot.
Yeah, I think two floats up there.
Two float, because you want to talk
about
uniquity.
Now, I wasn't doing it in any particular order.
Oh, okay, okay.
So let's say two floats way up there, because I agree. It's like at least one.
The amount of people that two float draws and what you're going to see as far as entertainment and originality, that's my three spot with two Parker 425 Thanksgiving weekend. Because it's so much family.
All right, let me
ask. It's 4 days.
Good. Let me ask you this. Is Thanksgiving weekend top three? Over to you.
Easily. Yes.
Easily?
Top three, yeah. Top three. If not number one.
All right, so here's the top three. Parker 425, Tube Float, Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Boom.
Yep. That works for me.
There you go.
Those are the top
three.
Yeah, and
then one of the big weekends.
Yeah, pick one of them.
So we'll put it to a poll and we'll see.
Yeah.
Bucks. Never been to Tube Float.
See, Joaquin doesn't do things.
Never been in the 425 either.
Yeah, Joaquin lives in this mecca of fun.
As a matter of fact, Mike, I've never, ever been to a race.
Holy
I know. This guy's very unique.
I lived here literally all my life.
He has been here. He was in my first grade class.
Well, you moved away to do college,
we were in
right?
First grade.
Yeah,
together.
I moved away for like 5 years, five, six, 7 years in Phoenix.
To do college.
I've known Josh since Head Start.
Yeah.
I think, you know?
Long time.
Never been to a race, never been to the 425, never done the tube float. No.
Every year I invite this guy. Hey, Joaquin, you want to go to the races? Yeah. You want to do tube float? He's like, no.
I actually, the first time I went to the Desert Bar was 5 years ago. Was with Aaron and them and Lindy and them.
In all those years,
yeah.
How does that happen though? What is that?
Just doesn't appeal to me at all.
Here's what's kind of interesting though, and I was having this conversation up the other night whenever I was drunk upriver.
Imagine that.
Here's what we're kind of talking about. So the demographics of the Parker area are kind of unique and kind of interesting, right? It's a very diverse area. The culture upriver where I live is completely different to the culture in town.
Oh yeah.
Which is again completely different to the culture like in the valley. So what is it's just fascinating to me. You have this really close area. You don't think that there's that many people around to have all these different diverse kind of. Even the Hispanic community alone in this area has its own whole thing going, kind of.
Yeah, it's just different. Like we never.
What did you have for Thanksgiving dinner?
I had mole.
What is that?
It's a chocolate-based spicy sauce cooked like with chicken.
Chocolate and chicken.
But did you cook it with turkey?
No. It's chicken. Yeah. My mom made it before she left for Mexico, so we had that for Thanksgiving.
But you see what I'm saying with this Mexican stuff?
But you also have that other times. So it's
Well,
so it's not really a special meal.
Well, it's all the big meals like my birthday, like Christmas.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that for special occasions. I have her make more.
Is it pretty good? I've never had it.
I love it, man.
Is it good?
Oh yeah.
Dude, okay.
I can eat just gobs of it.
But
never even heard of it.
See?
See? Never even heard of
it. This is what I'm saying.
That's very true.
This is
how long have you lived here? You never heard of
it? I'll have some of that and you can go to race with it.
Yeah, seriously.
But dude,
growing up, all my friends, you know, the races. I'm like, dude, how do you even get up that early to go watch trucks?
You want to watch the start, you got to be out there like 5:30.
Because I remember they'd be like, dude, you going to the race? I'm like, what? No? It's like, well, we're leaving at like 4:30, man. We're going to camp out. I'm like, why are you going so early?
Why are you doing this?
Dude. But, you know, or the tube float. Dude, you going to party the tube float? Yeah, no. Never. I think the closest I ever came to the tube float was when I went with you and Cliff on the boat.
For a couple
hours just to... I think we were there for like 2 or 3 hours. I was like, all right, let's go.
I'm over it.
I'm out.
And this is not even America. This is the Parker area we're talking about. And yet we're this disconnected sometimes. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's pretty different.
I think every white person needs to try mole.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that every Mexican needs to go to the tube float.
Every Mexican needs to hit the tube float. Every white guy needs to try mole.
Right.
Mole.
And I do.
No, but it is. It's different. Like, there's different scenes within the community.
And I do know. I do try to transcend them a little bit. Like, I love that week on the podcast that we had the native bird singers in here.
Oh, that was great.
Because it was like, you know, it's a whole other culture that I would never hit. You know, upriver, the crowd that I was with on Saturday night, which I consider kind of more like, you know, people that are more like me, I guess, or that I'm more like.
White.
White.
At least you don't have to worry about getting beat up by the cops.
So,
edit that out.
But the crowd that.
Current event?
The crowd that I was with, I guarantee you that they've probably never heard. A lot of those guys have probably never heard those bird singers ever unless we put them on the podcast or do some.
Right.
And I was down at the Crit Fair and Expo. You were hosting, doing some emceeing down there. Like, I think it's cool to do this cross stuff, cross cultural stuff, because this is a very rich area culturally, and I think it's really cool, you know?
Yeah, the first time I went to the desert bar, I was like, oh, this is crazy. You can get drunk out here?
Yeah, you know, it's just far enough out in the desert when you take people there that have never been there, they're like, where are you taking
yeah. them? Yeah, you're kind of getting
what?
That weird.
There's a bar out here, and yeah. they start getting a little freaked out.
It is a little weird.
Then you come around the corner, and they're like, oh, my God.
The only comforting thing is all the traffic going the same direction you are.
Yeah, when we were going there on Saturday, I was like, what is going, like, is there a football game out here? Yeah.
Is there shallow graves at the end of this drive? I hope not.
It was just like just a big dust cloud moving towards us.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, one of the cool things that I went to once down in the valley is the rodeo that they have down there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
yeah.
kind of a cultural
that's cool.
thing. Yeah. Just cowboys and horses and all that kind
See,
of
stuff. See, there you go.
It's the only rodeo we have, though. Have
nothing mm-hmm. could be further from my experience than, like, spurs and things that those guys do. I don't even understand what
they
do.
But there's a whole culture of that.
There's a whole culture.
The agricultural district,
Well, so there are three demographics, right? Upriver, town, valley. I want to have names. I want to coin names for all those people. Like, town is easy. You just call them townies.
Townies.
So, like, Josh and Joaquin, you guys are townies.
We're townies,
right?
Dude.
Townies.
Upriver, Mike and me, we need to figure out what we're called. I don't even know what we're called. Assholes. I don't know what we're called. But I noticed even, like, little things. Like, for example, people who live in town often have connections to some of the interior states, I've noticed. So, for example, like I know someone who comes from Idaho or have friends in Idaho or whatever, right? People upriver.
California.
It's
Southern
all
California.
It's all California. It's all California, 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 right? If you don't know someone in California or have family there, you have a second house out here and you live there or whatever. It's like mm-hmm. a whole sort of cross thing on Highway 62 that we should use Mojave Road from now on. Valley, native culture, and agriculture.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to find unoffensive names for everybody.
I was going to say, well, that's going to be
Aggie is a popular name for agriculture. People that are
Aggie?
Into agriculture. Aggie.
Do you think they would mind?
No, I think there's a lot of people that would take pride in that.
Aggies. Okay.
Aggies.
All right.
Townies.
That's good.
And then upriver, maybe SoCal East.
SoCal East.
You know,
suburb of Anaheim.
I think upriver, though, has a lot to do with motorsports and performance stuff.
Yeah.
I think mm-hmm. that's what really kind of gravitated the Southern California community coming to the river for boat racing.
Recreation, too.
Yeah, water skiing, fast boats, off-road racing, all that kind of stuff. And I think they settled up there.
You can't deny those three things from Parker. There's upriver, mm-hmm. the whole motorsports, water sports type stuff. Then you have the whole scene down the valley, agriculture, ranchers, farmers, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Then you have the town. Just that's what Parker is.
All three of them together make what this area is.
Yep.
Yeah, I've always wanted to find a way, though, to kind of
label them.
Label.
So, are you on the south side of the tracks or the north side?
Are you south side? No,
well,
west
this is
side.
So this is what someone said to me the other day. I know several people who live their entire lives south of the railroad tracks.
South of the railroad tracks.
Right? Who'd never go upriver, who shop at Bash's, not Safeway, which is very fascinating to me. I don't know if it's true or not.
I couldn't do that. I like going to all the parts. There's definite value in all three.
See, I can understand that though,
area.
Because growing up, we never really went upriver. Like we
See,
were in town, like skating, playing music and stuff, going to Havasu, but we never hung out upriver.
No,
literally, unless there was a couple friends that lived up there, but then we'd come into town.
I have met personally since I've been here. It's about 10 years now. I have personally met at least a handful of people, at least 5-6 people who live in Parker and have never been to the river. I mean a single time.
I've
been to the river.
I lived here all my life, and before I was married to my first wife, because mm-hmm. she was from upriver. They all lived upriver, grew up upriver.
Right.
So she used to go to the river all the time. I never did. We never did when we were growing up. We did a handful of times. That's about it.
Mike, what do you think of that?
It makes me think, because we used to go to Mexico and go surfing, and there were people that lived right there, and they're like,
went.
You're going to go in the ocean? You're going to go in the water? Like, why are you doing that? You're nuts.
Yeah.
Like you have this. Why don't you use it?
See, and if you ask upriver people, like, you know, if you tell them that, they'll be like, well, why are you here? Why do you live here?
Yeah, why would you live here unless you were taking
advantage?
Like,
that's the attraction.
The funny part is that river is the reason why my family's here, though. Because
is it really?
Yeah.
They're fishermen by trade.
No, like all my family was like early 70s, you know, came from Mexico to California.
Yeah.
And then my aunt met and married this guy, Robert, who was an original river rat.
Oh,
see?
And then he made the move here because he wanted to live here year round. And then the rest of the family followed, and then they've been here ever since.
Whatever happened to Robert?
He passed away a while ago.
Okay.
Yeah, he lived here till he passed away.
And was he still a river rat?
Oh, yeah. He was old and stuff, but he was a Korean War veteran.
Okay.
And lived out in California and then came down here all the summers. Original river rat, basically.
You just said the name for the upriver people, river rats.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
There you go.
Townies,
river rats.
So even though, like, growing up,
Aggies.
we never did that, that was the reason why my family ended up here in Parker.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty weird.
Well, and you think about it, I mean, the river's really why everyone's here, because of agriculture,
right.
You know, no water, no plants.
Right, true.
The town wouldn't be here if there was no river. It'd just be like the regular rest of the desert, right? So,
yeah.
It would be quartzite, basically.
Did you really just say that?
Yeah.
That's Stannin. Well, anyway, so we have our river rats, townies, and Aggies. Big casino robbery a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. There were so many rumors flying around about that.
Flying around.
Yep.
Three people involved, people shot and killed, and oh.
And meantime, none of it true. Yeah. All that happened was guy robs casino at 4 in the morning, less than half an hour later. Caught, thrown in jail.
One of the employees.
Or was he still an employee? Or
still an employee,
current
yeah.
Employee.
Right.
It's like the shortest Ocean's movie ever. Right? We're going to knock out this casino. Half hour later, you're caught. Ah.
Ocean's 0.5.
Yeah. Ocean's 30 minutes.
I heard there was like a pretty tragic accident off the road. And
yeah.
I think they were both going across the scanner, and that's what.
That's
people
what it was.
Were
yeah.
Getting confused that it
yeah,
was all the same event.
Right. And I have a piece right here on that. Citizens reminded to buckle up after fatal accident. You know, I like the tone of this press release in the sheriff's office, which pretty much just said, look, we don't know if alcohol was a factor or not. You know, from my perspective, it seems likely, but who knows? The people who were involved, all of them got ejected from the vehicle because they weren't wearing
seatbelts. Right.
And if they were, we might have had a better outcome. So at least one fatality and people really hurt. All other three passengers airlifted out, you know? So, yeah, and you hear about this sometimes at Shea Road, huh?
Yeah, you hear about it a lot.
What is that? Why?
Because it's in the middle of nowhere and you can go like 100 miles an hour.
You can.
I mean, seriously.
Plus they're going out to Virgin Hill.
Virginia.
Yeah, there's a lot of
mountain
things out there.
You know about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
don't
it is, and it's a tragedy, and I feel really bad for the family. Suspected arsonists arrested. There were two guys that allegedly set a fire at Betty Hunter Realty in Bouse.
Why?
Must have had a bad mortgage deal. Yeah.
I have no
escrow
idea.
Didn't close.
They wanted the fixed, but
they got the adjustable rate. No, there's some personal stuff that's going on there.
Is that right?
I understand.
Oh. Yeah.
So, but they did. They did arrest those two. Those guys don't look like they would set fire to a random building at all.
No.
Like, you look at the pictures, you're just like, oh, man.
You know, sometimes I look at these mugshots. We posted a couple of weeks ago the mugshots of the suspected drug dealers that were arrested
recently. There was like a whole bunch of them, right?
Yeah, there's like 12 or something. Like a big roundup, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude. I don't know. I don't know, man.
The next show we do, we should all put on those orange shirts and
yeah.
Do mug shots for the pictures on the Parker Live thing. Just to see if we all look
that bad.
Yeah.
But mostly, I mean, on a serious level, mostly what I see is you know, it makes me sad. Mostly it's like I just feel sad for them and their families and like people who are affected. Like to me, it's just a horrible thing to be involved in, you know?
Yeah.
Meth is not nice.
Oh, yeah. One of them was a Facebook friend, one of the arsonists.
Is that right?
I looked on and I was like, hey, he follows me on Facebook. I was like, oh.
Now they're watching you, Josh.
Now they're watching. I was like, oh. So, yeah, nothing but love for you, dude.
Last week, I went to bed about 10:45. At about 11 o'clock, I get woken up by a text from a friend of mine in Flagstaff who's like, earthquake. I just felt an earthquake.
I didn't feel anything. Somebody said that.
No,
that's
a long ways away for 3.4. It's not going
to
travel.
It was 4.7. But listen to this. She looks on her thing for the USGS, and I'm looking on it too. And the only one that was on there, the only earthquake listed, was Parker, Arizona, 7 miles south of Parker, Arizona.
I read that. Somebody told me that too. I read that. Someone was like,
yeah.
I didn't feel anything.
And that's where it got the 3.4 from. Was they said it's a 3.4, and it was south of Parker. And I go, I didn't feel it. So I said to Melissa, did you feel it? No. Start asking people around. I put a thing up on Parker Live that said, hey, does anyone feel this? No. I said, well, how on earth are they feeling it in Flagstaff then? And it was about 15 minutes later, the USGS corrected the record. They erased the one at Parker.
Good job, USGS.
Yeah, they said, oh, actually, it was 4.7, and it was 7 miles north of Sedona.
Which is an easy mistake.
Sedona.
So I think, now that makes some sense. Now that makes sense. Yeah. But first of all, it's extremely rare for it to happen in Flagstaff. I was checking Twitter, and all these NAU students are up really late, and they're all like, wow, it was an earthquake. Whoa. And like,
did you just feel that, or am I just this high? That's what they were saying.
Or it's like, you know, those little memes that are going around, like, we will rebuild.
And
we
it has the chair.
I love those.
The plastic chair just come up.
Then, like, I get a call, I get a text the next day. So far, the damage that is reported is a bag of chips fell off a table.
Somebody's bong broke in their
4.7 isn't even that much.
No.
A high three something, if we were, you know, right now, if it was right under us, probably wouldn't even really feel it moving around.
Because it's exponential. It's not like a five is just a couple more than a three. It's actually exponentially more.
Yeah, it's like a five's a thousand times stronger than a four.
Right,
And so it goes up in thousands.
Meantime, all the Southern Californians are like laughing their heads off at these people.
Stupid Arizona.
These
you
people
just
in
described last Thursday.
Yeah. Last time I remember an earthquake being felt in Parker, and I was actually in San Clemente at the time. It was in 2010. There was an earthquake in Mexicali.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this?
Was that Easter weekend?
I felt it up here.
It was Easter weekend.
It wasn't that bad, though.
No, it was Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
But I thought, I was sitting on a couch in San Clemente. I thought someone was shaking my couch for fun. Mm-hmm. I turn around like, haha, no one's there.
Wasn't it during the day?
Yeah.
I was at work because I remember that. I was like, am I high?
Yeah, that one knocked over some buildings.
It was a Sunday. So,
are you sure?
Yeah, it was like a Sunday.
I remember being in the office and being like, what the
heck? You might have been in that day.
And then, like, looking on Facebook, and a bunch of friends from Mexicali were like, oh, earthquake. Like, oh,
but I look outside the window, and you know how the window frame gives you sort of a vertical? Mm-hmm. And you start to see some other stuff move in comparison to the window frame outside, like trees and stuff, and like other houses. And I'm like, oh, crap. And so things start falling off the walls, you know, and the whole nine yards. And it lasted a good length of time. It lasted like probably over a minute.
It took you like 3 or 4 hours
to
crawl out of the rubble.
I bet you it was more like, if you look it up, it's more
like
20 seconds.
Yeah.
A minute long earthquake.
Dude, it was over like 5 seconds ago.
It seemed like it was a minute, dude.
Yeah, they always, when you're pure terror, when you realize what's going on, time slows down.
It was a little bit like crazy. Like I was like, wow, this is crazy. I had time during it to walk into the next room and where some other people were and be like, hey, guys, you know. So it was until I got on Facebook and I'm like, oh, people in Parker felt this. That's crazy.
I was at my sister's house watching football, and then all of a sudden.
Here in Parker?
Yeah, here in Parker, because I'm a townie. And the window, her double pane window in the living room started like shaking. You could hear it shake. And I'm just like, it felt like somebody was outside banging on the window. And I'm like, kids, all the kids are there. And, you know, next thing you know, I'm looking out and I'm seeing her ceiling fan was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look out and I saw the telephone wire swaying. And I thought, holy crap.
But I've never been in Parker and felt it here.
In order to say you experienced an earthquake, you have to be in one that's over seven.
The only time I've ever experienced an earthquake, and I think it was like 6 or 7, was when I was younger and I was in Mexico City. Well, 2 hours south of Mexico City.
Uh-huh.
There's a huge volcano just outside of Mexico City.
Right.
And I remember sitting in there and we were talking in the day, early morning. And then just this rumble that was just like this guttural like.
Yeah, it sounds like a freight train coming through your house.
And then everything starts doing this. And I'm like freaking out. I start crying. My brother's like, You know,
How old were you?
You were like 27?
No, I was probably, I'm guessing I was like 10 or 11.
Oh, okay. You're crying.
And I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? He's like, oh, it's earthquake. Everybody's just like, no biggie. Just walk outside. And I'm like, oh my God, everything's falling off. I'm like,
You were on 1/7?
Yeah, well, growing up in Southern California, so there was a big Sylmar earthquake that was probably about 10.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
That was huge. And then the Northridge one.
Right.
I was living in Huntington Beach at the time. That was another, you know, buildings falling down.
My father-in-law was up in the Bay Area for the big one in San Fran.
Yeah, so the
87
maybe, yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the Giants and A's World
Series.
There was
a couple big ones. There was a really big one near 29 Palms, Yucca Valley.
No way.
That way, I want to say probably in the 80s, and then like 2 days later, there's another huge one up in Big Bear, and those were felt here in Parker really well because you know straight line, it's not that far, and I think that was like on a Labor Day weekend. So I remember being out here on Labor Day weekend, sitting next to the river and actually feeling cement like rolling and stuff. It was a big aftershock from one of those.
Impressive. APS anyway, was passing that one around.
Kyle Connolly's comment on Parker Live about the earthquake the other night. Sorry, I had some chili dogs. My bad. KLPZ's 12 Days of Christmas has just started. What this is a chance to win like a bunch of gifts. I'll tell you some examples. So there's a 32-inch LCD TV. There's a Kindle Fire HD 7. There's a Nobis 9-inch dual-core tablet. It's got its cool thing with like a keyboard. It has a tablet thing, but it has a keyboard too, and you can use it either way. And a one-year AAA membership comes with that because it's from a tow truck. And then there's a bunch of kids' gifts like bicycles and scooters and things like that. So all of these things are actually situated at a bunch of businesses right now. And you can go in. All you need to do is register your name. Like, let's say you want to win the little thing for your kid. How old is Lolly?
15. 15 months.
15 months. So she could be registered for the My Dreamy Dollhouse by Kidcraft. And it's
that's sexist. Why does it have to be a dollhouse?
It's at Parker Accounting Services. Well, you could also register her for the Radio Flyer Big Flyer Bike.
She's not a guy, dude.
All right, sorry. So,
give the kid a Barbie.
Anyway, the full list is available at parkerliveonline.com. Go on and check it out, and you can see where to register your name. Just register your name, and then on the air here at KLPZ 1380 AM, we'll do the drawings on the 18th and 19th of this month.
Cool.
So, boom, there we go.
Are radio station employees and their families eligible to win these prizes?
We are ineligible.
Well, always looking for a freebie, aren't you, Josh?
Especially if you're a townie. If you're a townie, you're out.
That's a bad thing. This is like some of the coolest prizes you can win all year, and I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, get over it, Josh.
Quit your job.
Quit your job.
Quit my job so I can win a Nobis tablet and a AAA membership. That'd be great. Why'd you quit your job and go into destitution? Well, I want a tablet and a AAA membership.
I believe that we will be having Santa call in next week. So I just
I'll be looking forward to this.
Yep, just want to let you know we will be having a call from Santa Claus next week, and also in honor of Christmas coming up. Any plans for Christmas? What are you guys going to be doing? Hanging out?
I might be going to San Diego.
Mm-hmm. For what? What are you going to San Diego for?
I might be going with someone to San Diego.
You're not a river rat. You can't go over there.
I can't go over there. I'm a townie. I got to know my place. You stay on this side of the river.
If you're a townie, you go to Phoenix, not San Diego.
Get over it. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to go over there, probably do a tour of the U.S. Midway, and I don't know, maybe.
What is that, Midway? What is that?
It's the battleship.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the battleship. So that's what I might do, because my kids aren't going to be here. They were here for Thanksgiving.
Right.
So I'm just going to be by myself.
By myself.
Yeah, Christmas and New Year's, you know. It's always a big holiday.
Yeah.
New Year's, it wouldn't make a contender for top five list, right?
But it's pretty slow, pretty quiet around here.
It's quiet, right? What is that? Is it?
It's
because
not on a weekend. That's why. I mean, if it were, if it were,
that's a good observation. Yeah.
But this year, you see, you have Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's all on Thursdays,
mm-hmm.
and so that in itself creates the 4-day weekend, right? 5 days if you include Wednesday, because a lot of people just unplug Wednesday the day before.
Take the whole week off.
Exactly. Yeah, right. So you're telling me Christmas Eve's on a Wednesday? I don't think there's a lot of businesses that are going to do anything. So they might be closed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You're looking at that magical 5-day weekend that doesn't happen much, and you're doing it three times this year with New Year's, Christmas, and Thanksgiving.
I love it.
So Parker is where you need to be for those big 3 weeks.
I wonder if I think the Desert Bar is open for New Year's. Night. That's the only night.
Wait, what? Really? At night?
It's the only night.
Before we go, let's tell the story about you a couple of years ago.
What story? Tell it. Was I there?
No. Was Joaquin there?
Was I there?
I don't think you got it.
I don't think he was there.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so we're at Desert Bar.
It's New Year's night.
It's New Year's Eve.
I can tell it's already going to be good.
It was cold, and we're over there, and they have these nice little barrels set up with fire, and there was music, right?
Yep.
There was music.
Yep.
We had a really good time. Well, there was this gal there, because since I, you know, walk through life pretty much alone, there was this gal there that I started talking to, and we kind of hit it off a little bit. You know? And she was this, how would you describe
her?
No.
She was kind
of 90 years old and desperate.
Well, let me describe her. She's probably in her 20s. She's probably kind of like very bohemian, kind of
hippie chick.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Very, very hippie.
Hippie, yeah.
Yeah, but very cool. You know, she had like a nose ring, you know, kind of thing. We just
like a nose ring.
So you know she's a hippie.
Yeah, you know she's a hippie.
Right.
So we hit it off. Well, then midnight comes, and come to find out, she has a Volkswagen bus that she parked about a mile from the Desert Bar off the road, and that's where she was staying.
Now, I know it's cliche. Wow.
Now, some people would look at that and say, she's homeless. But she told me her life story, and basically she was traveling from Northern California down here to visit family and maybe start a new life. And so I was like, okay, that's cool.
Okay, so let me interject.
Okay, interject.
I can tell when Josh is sort of interested in a girl. You know what I mean? So, like, for a while, it's been going pretty well. Like, they're sort of off, you know, talking together for quite a while. I mean, it was probably over an hour talking, and I'm keeping a little eye on this. You know what I mean? This is all going on over in the corner. I'm like, all right, Joshua. Okay, man. You know, so he's talking with the girl. Midnight comes around, and everyone's going around, hug, 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 you know, whatever. She did kind of make a beeline for you at that moment, I noticed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then we're all going home. It's about 1 in the morning, 1:15,
but
right?
But we're thinking about going home.
Thinking about going home. Yeah. Okay, you pick it
up. So we're like, okay, we're not going to last much longer. Desert Bar's kind of winding down. She's like, well, I'm going to go ahead and walk back to my Volkswagen. And I'm like, well, you know, being a gentleman that I am.
Yeah, sure.
Let me escort you through the desert.
I was like, may I walk with you there and make sure you get there safe? And she's like, yes, you may. You know, not so proper. But so we're walking, we're talking, we're laughing. I'm like, dude, this could
be good.
This might go somewhere. You know, you get to that moment
if
where
this
you're
this
like,
vans are rocking.
Dude,
come
this, and you said this van is off the side of the road? No. And so we get to her van after what seemed like forever. You guys are left behind. I'm like, okay, dude, I'll be back. I'm just going to go walk her back there. I didn't know how far it was. Dude, it was. It was like a mile from Desert Bar, which took forever. So we get off the road. We walk down there. We get to her place. And
Her van.
We get to her van. And actually, it was a really cool Volkswagen bus. It was one of these like 11-window ones, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like the 60s, 1960s.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. It was parked. Honestly, I'm not sure to this day how she got it down there. I think there was a crane involved because of where she was. I'm like, how did you get in here with this van? And so she shows me the inside of her van. She's like, you want to see the inside? I'm like, do I?
Would you like to see the inside of my van?
That's just like an invitation, dude.
So I'm like, all right. So we go in there and she's showing me her van, which took like 2 seconds because it's a van. You know, it wasn't like, and here's the bathroom and here's no. So we're looking and she brought out this cigarette roller, like she rolled her own cigarettes or whatever she rolled.
Jesus,
honestly,
this girl already.
You know, but she started slowing down a lot, like because she had been drinking. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, okay, this might go somewhere. So we're kind of sitting on the back and she has like a leopard skin blanket that's on the back.
Of course she does.
Of course she does.
And she's like, I need some air. And I'm like, okay, you know, so we step outside and we're talking and then all of a sudden, like right in mid conversation, she's like, well, I want to thank you for walking me off to the front of the van. And I'm like, oh man.
Horrible.
Like suddenly it's all about how quick can I get out of here as opposed to how long can I stay.
Oh yeah, you're really concerned about her.
Well, I was, but I mean, I was like, dude, she's like throwing up everywhere. Like, what do I do?
Poor girl's going to choke and die on her vomit and you're running.
Well, good job, Josh. Good job. What a great humanitarian you are, dude.
No, I mean, dude.
Just like a townie.
I rolled her on her side. It wasn't like no, she was fine. I was like, are you okay? Do you need anything? She's like, actually, I just need to be left alone. Can you go? And I'm like, all right, well, it was great meeting you, person whose name I won't remember 3 years from now when I tell this story on a podcast. And so I'm walking off with 9% battery left on my phone, and I'm using the light, and I'm trying to find where I'm going. I get back.
Pitch black.
I don't even know what time it is now. I think it was like probably 1:30, 1:45.
Right.
I get back to Desert Bar. It's empty. John's gone. Melissa's gone. Everyone in our party is gone. And I have now 7% power and no ride.
And no signal.
And no signal.
And no car.
And no car.
And no light.
There's a van with a woman covered in vomit. I'm not going back to that mess.
And you're surely not going to go knock on Ken's house.
No.
You don't want shot.
No, I'm not going to bother Ken at 2 in the morning. So I start to walk back.
And it's freezing.
And it's freezing cold, and I have a light jacket, and I'm walking. And I think I had a horrible mustache back then, too. So that that increased my chances.
You don't want to walk out from the Desert Bar when it's below freezing.
No.
You don't want to walk out from the Desert Bar.
No.
Period.
But
it's 8 miles.
Of all the bars to walk from, that was it. So I'm walking until I get signal, which is I don't know where. And I try to text John. I'm like, John, dude, it went horribly bad. She's throwing up. I'm walking back. I need a ride, dude. Where are you guys?
All right. So I thought, so here's from my perspective. I thought I was doing him a favor by leaving, right?
Yeah. Cause like, it's like, hey, we'll let him
you
have
thought
his time.
He's in. He's
oh,
good.
I thought this is great. He's been doing, you know, like for 2 hours now.
Been laying groundwork, dude, for 2 hours.
Yeah. He's been laying it all out. Like they left together. I thought that was a good sign. And I knew that she had this bus or whatever that she, that she was in.
Jesus.
So
there was red flags all night, dude. How did you not see that, dude?
My life has had several red flags out of ignored.
Go on, John.
So there was a shuttle bus coming to pick us up because it was, you know, New Year's and we had that all arranged and everything. And it came like about 1:15, maybe 1:20, something like that. And we had this conversation, you know, do we try to find Josh, wait, see where he is, see what's going on? And my position was, absolutely not. We have to get the hell out of here and never bother
so
him
Johnny
until
Boy thinks
the morning.
You're getting down in a van.
So John has a lot of faith in his friend that something great is going to happen.
I thought this was going to be terrific. Ah, oh, man, this is great. This is just what Josh needs. So I'm.
this is just what Josh needs.
So we're driving out of there, and I get all the way home. I'm about to get in bed, and all of a sudden, must have been when he hit a pocket of service.
Service, right.
Bing, 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 bing. About 12 text messages all at once. Dude, what's going on? Man, where are you guys? She vomited everywhere. What's going on? It went horrible. I'm walking. I have no light. I'm at 3% battery.
Yep.
This whole thing.
Yep.
I'm like, dude, wait right there. We'll go back. I was like, Missy, we have to go back out and get him. So
good friends.
We did drive back out and we found him walking somewhere between the desert bar and the road, the highway.
Yeah.
Like about halfway through, maybe. You had maybe walked about another mile or mile and a half.
Yeah.
We come along and there's coyotes and there's like all kinds of stuff.
And I'm
that's
in the
when
dark.
You start hearing stuff like rustling in the bushes
yeah.
and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
And
the
thinking,
shadows start
oh,
turning
man.
Into things.
I will never forget that moment when my headlights pick up a very dejected looking Josh Savino.
It was very happy for me. It made my night seeing you guys in the it was
man.
In the expedition. You guys
was
brought
it?
Out the expedition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that was good. I'll never forget that moment.
So. I feel like I've done a lot of rescuing Josh between like, you know, things like this with this girl and like remember your bike just a couple of months ago on the California side?
Yeah.
And then remember he walked to the dam and he
yeah, we went to go pick him
we went to pick him up because he couldn't walk.
I couldn't walk anymore. I was having a full body cramp. Ladies, I know what you mean. I felt your pain.
So, Mike, if you ever get a call
no, this
to
is
pick
it.
Up Josh, you'll
this
know
is the
what
thing
happened.
Is Josh has never walked that far up until that point.
In my life.
Right. In his life. So he tells me, dude, Josh is walking. I'm like, what? What? Where? To the dam. Why?
Why
like,
is he?
I don't know. Sure enough, we go. I think you called him or something.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I can't move.
We pick him up. He's red-faced.
I know.
He's like barely walking, like his yeah. feet have swollen to three times their normal size. Yeah. He's basically got like World War One trench foot.
And trench foot.
And I don't know what to do with him. You know, I thought he was going to...
Again, Josh, there was red flags all over the place. Why didn't you see these things, dude?
I mean, I was thinking ER, you know? It's crazy.
You always have to think, where's the escape route?
I never think of that.
You didn't think that.
You didn't think about that.
Oh, jeez.
So, John, you've been a very good friend. Joaquin as well. Mike, you'll find out.
Just give him the wrong number, dude. Just give him the wrong number.
Turn the phone off.
Yeah, give him the wrong number.
Any naked weather this week, Josh, or no?
No naked weather this week.
That's all right, Josh. I'll do the fully clothed version of the weathercast here. Friday, we're looking at 70 to 75, so really nice in the afternoon. Looking at lows in the 50s. Saturday, a 10% chance of showers. Had a little rain earlier this week. Highs in the lower to mid 70s on Saturday, and are roughly the same on Sunday, brightening up on Sunday, and lots of sun. Anyone have anything else to say?
Poker Toys for Tot Harley run this weekend. Starts at the Blue Bar.
Yeah.
It's usually like 500 motorcycles. It's always a...
It's a big deal.
500 big, motorcycles. Yeah.
They close all. They close down all of Lake Havasu Main Street. And they're usually banned up there.
So, do you participate in that one, Mike?
Yeah, it's a fun one to do.
It's a big smoking deal.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for being here for this week's edition of the Parker Livecast. Joaquin, thank you for coming.
Yep.
Mike.
Yeah.
Josh.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Good night,
Parker, Arizona.
And remember, whether you're a river rat, a townie, or an Aggie,
townies for life. Townies for life. Townies for life.
We love you all.
We love you all.